New York State, the federal government, and environmentalists up and down the Hudson River have been readying for months for the next chapter of General Electric's mandated cleanup of the river. This morning, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced that it is issuing a certification of completion of the remedial action for GE's cleanup of toxic PCBs from the Hudson River. The company discharged the contaminants from its facilities in Fort Edward and Hudson Falls for decades. EPA also announced in its second five-year review of the federal Superfund cleanup that it would defer a determination on the protectiveness of the remedy for human and environmental health until more data is collected. The move has drawn pointed criticism from environmentalists and New York State leaders who say the EPA should reconsider its decision. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the state would sue EPA over its declaration. Speaking this afternoon, EPA Region 2 Administrator Pete Lopez explained how the agency determined GE met its cleanup requirements that included dredging between Fort Edward and Troy.
As they completed a task, it was checked off. So ultimately, we reached a point where GE had completed all the tasks that were asked of it. And then under the consent decree, because it's binding on both parties, GE then had the opportunity and were empowered to say to EPA, I would now like a certification of completion of the remedial action, effectively an acknowledgement that I've done everything you've asked me to do, EPA. So that's basically what this reflects. And this is a binding legal agreement. The issuance of the certification is an obligation that EPA has to oblige, recognizing that GE has completed its specific tasks. So it's a receipt, it's a legal checklist that's been ratified, and if they complete it, we're obligated, if GE asks, we're obligated to provide it if they've completed those tasks, and we feel they have.
Now, you said this morning that GE is not off the hook.
They're not. So again, there's a third certification. That's the certification of the completion of the work, which works towards the issue of 50 years from now, are we achieving the goals of the ROD, of the which achieve basically eating one fish per week from the Hudson, 0.05 parts per million? Are we achieving that? And so that certification is not, that's not even going to be talked about for decades. I'm not going to be around. Many of us won't be around when they get to that point of having that conversation. So to be clear, GE is not off the hook. And even with the issuance of this certification, there's some concerns. There's a covenant not to sue that goes with that. But basically, that covenant is very limited. And it basically says you're protected from being sued for the work that you conducted under EPA review and supervision and approval. If we find over time that the remedy is not protective, we can go back with a provision called a reopener that's part of the consent decree and say we've been measuring data, fish data, sediment data. The remedy is not going in the direction we want it to go in, and we need to understand why. And if, in fact, we find that more work is done, we can come back to GE and say we may need some more work, and that could conceivably include more dredging. The other piece, and this is important, is there's other work that GE is doing. So as we described this morning, GE is working in the floodplains. They have an obligation under a separate consent decree to investigate the floodplains for contamination and then be part of a process with EPA to identify what's needed to remediate. That's ongoing. In addition, and this is the last part, we are working, again, with our state partner. DEC is part of this with us. We're having this conversation. We're now going to go back to studies from the 1990s, and we're going to update that. We've been taking fish sampling and water samples. We're going to do more investigation and then determine if there's additional obligation for GE running from the Troy Dam to the mouth of the Hudson. So GE is very much front and center, and GE is not off the hook. And even for the work that it's done, if we find that the work that was done is not protective, they may be called on to do more. It's very possible.
The state of New York has already announced its intention to sue EPA over this decision, and I spoke with the DEC commissioner, Commissioner Segos, this afternoon, and he points to the fish data and as as an example of evidence that shows that the remediation that was performed is not complete yet. What's EPA's response to that lawsuit potential lawsuit?
Yeah, so in essence, and I'll just premise this, I had conversation with Basil yesterday. Basil's my friend. I have great respect for the governor. I worked with them through the floods that impacted our communities with Irene and Lee. They're passionate people. They want to do the same thing we do. We want to protect the public and clean up the Hudson. The challenge is that there's a major disconnect in their interpretation of the meaning of the five-year review and of the issuance of this certification of completion of remedial action. So the five-year review is a data-driven construct. So we're going to look at fish data, we're going to look at sediment data, we're going to look at water quality, and we're going to determine, did the work that was done, that GE performed, is that work lending itself to a more protective state in the river? Are we working to get the river cleaner? Are the fish getting cleaner? So the five-year review, which we're deferring on, we say we don't have enough data, and we agree with DEC that we don't have enough data, and they've been part of this review, to tell whether the remedy is protective. The piece where there's a major disconnect is with the issuance of the certification. That is a legal construct. So that is defined concisely in the 2006 consent decree. So basically, that engagement is purely a contractual obligation, if you would, between GE and EPA. It has nothing to do with the five-year review or the finding of protectiveness. It's simply, as you said, a list of activities that they were required to do, which we've certified that they have done. And now Walter Mugden, my colleague, had used the term we're kind of we're putting the finishing touches on work that they've done bit by bit over time, which the state has also signed off on. So to take the issue of protectiveness and to interface it with the issuance of the certification is not correct. It's an incorrect attribution. And so as the issue of a lawsuit surfaces, we feel that, and we'd like to have more conversation with the state. We've talked to DEC. We've talked to Attorney General. We've had representatives from the governor's office. We would hope that they would not want to sue, but ultimately we feel that our strict interpretation of the consent decree is accurate. They don't, and that's okay. Again, we're not offended or upset. If they feel our interpretation is not correct and we can't convince them, and if they feel they need to move forward with a lawsuit, that's okay. But we're certain that we're correct with our interpretation.